USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. More presidential nominating contests will be decided Tuesday across the country as both major parties tally the votes in Georgia, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Washington State. Voters will cast ballots. This as both former President Trump and current President Joe Biden are assured to win their party's nominations. Georgia is considered an important swing state in the general election. The president will be unveiling a proposed budget blueprint for the first year of his supposed second term in office, the Biden administration already pushing more money toward NASA.
And that budget is $25.4 billion. That's an increase of $500 million over the previous fiscal year, 24.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson made that announcement Monday at his annual State of NASA address. Is there friction building in the relationship between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu? USA's John Schaefer.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday follow Biden's hot mic comment after last week's State of the Union, where he mentioned a forthcoming Come to Jesus meeting.
A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane. On the same day, Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. Butler has already given his testimony to federal prosecutors in the documents case. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive about the issue of President Biden's recent rhetoric on illegal immigration. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Laken Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead more broadly to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. And Airbnb is announcing a ban on indoor security cameras across all listings. The short-term rental platform made that declaration Monday. Previously, indoor security cameras were permitted in common areas if they were clearly disclosed on the listing page and placed in visible locations. This decision follows customer grievances and a sketch addressing the matter on Saturday Night Live. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.